The Luke Easter Stories, Week 6, Day 2. Two disciples pour out their confusion and grief to a sojourner walking with them. And behold, two of them were going that same day to a village which is called Emmaus, away from Jerusalem, 60 stadia. 60 stadia is about 7 miles. And they conversed with one another of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass as they conversed and were disputing, Jesus himself being near went with them. But their eyes were held so that they did not know him. And he said to them, What words are these which you exchange with each other while you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering and said to him, Art thou only a sojourner in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which have come to pass there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a man, a prophet, powerful in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to the judgment of death and have crucified him. But we hoped that it had been he who was to have redeemed Israel. But besides all this, today brings the third day since these things were done. Arcana Celestia 29:15, explaining the words from Genesis 23, I am a sojourner and a dweller with you. That this signifies their first state, that although the Lord was unknown to them, still he could be with them, is evident from the signification of being a sojourner with them and of being a dweller with them as being unknown and yet with them. Here, a new church is treated of, and its first state is such that first of all, the Lord is unknown to them. And yet, because they live in the good of charity, and in what is just and equitable as to civil life, and in what is honorable and becoming as to moral life, they are such that the Lord can be with them. For the Lord's presence with man is in good, and therefore in what is just and equitable, and further in what is honorable and becoming, what is honorable being the complex of all the moral virtues, and what is becoming being simply its form. For these are goods which follow in order, and are the planes in man on which conscience is founded by the Lord, and consequently intelligence and wisdom. The Lord's presence is predicated according to the good, that is, according to the quality of the good. The quality of the good is according to the state of innocence, of love, and of charity, in which the truths of faith have been implanted or can be implanted. Arcana Celestia 29:16, explaining the words, Give me a possession of a sepulcher with you. That this signifies that they can be regenerated is evident from the signification of a sepulcher, which in the internal sense of the word signifies life or heaven, and in the opposite sense, death or hell. That it signifies life or heaven is because the angels, who are in the internal sense of the word, have no idea of a sepulcher because they have none of death. And therefore, instead of a sepulcher, they perceive nothing else than continuation of life and thus resurrection. For man rises again as to his spirit, and is buried as to his body. And because burial signifies resurrection, it also signifies regeneration. For regeneration is man's first resurrection, as he then dies in respect to the former man and rises again as to the new man. By regeneration, a man from being dead becomes alive. Hence comes the signification of a sepulcher in the internal sense. Arcana Celestia 29:17, continuing, explaining the words, "I will bury my dead from before me." That this signifies that thus he would come forth and rise again from the night in which they were, is evident from the signification of burying as being to rise again, see just above, and from the signification of dead as being the state of shade or of night, that is, of ignorance, out of which the Lord comes forth and rises with man when he is acknowledged. Before this, he is in night, because he does not appear. He rises again with everyone who is being regenerated. Questions and comments. Number one, what was holding the eyes of the two disciples so that they did not know Jesus when he went with them? When might this happen to us too? Number two, they refer to him as Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of Bethlehem. A man, meaning a male, a prophet, powerful in deed and word before God and all the people. They were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel from Roman domination. What might be a corresponding state with us as a teen or a young adult or later in life? Number three, the Lord can seem like a sojourner, that is, a visitor, someone from out of town who wants to learn and assimilate our culture, someone who doesn't know us well or what important things have been happening in our lives. It seems like he doesn't realize how much the things of this world matter to us. What do we need to do to realize that the Lord himself is really with us?